The following podcast contains some strong language. Sorry. I mean effing sorry.
Right. So hook this onto my mic, right. Just make sure I got my browser pages ready. Okay. Start the music. Joyous greetings, hello and welcome. I am GGU Draco, and I am going to go over the wonderful events that have occurred today. I didn't expect it to be this popular. You've got to forgive me for the very tinny voice. I'm using the emergency microphone because my proper microphone I used for a podcast is back at home. So let's just start. As I figured I needed a fresh challenge when I graduate in a month's time, I thought I would put back what many friendly furs gave to me way back when I started out as a UK furry in 2003. Blah blah blah, it goes on. This was an entry that I posted at 5:21 in the morning. I just finished my day's work of writing dissertation and was just getting absolutely exhausted for, oh, it's April Fool's Day, it's before noon, let's get to it. Let's start a very neat prank. Of course, I've been sort of drunk on coffee. It was a bit weird. So, yes. The general gist of it. You'll need some background first. There's been a rift between Rapido and I ever since November 2003. And it's sort of, there's been a detente going on ever since. We'll just leave it at that. And say that I've had friends, enemies, so on. I've been hiding, to be honest, but then that's really because I've been trying to get a degree, and I'm going to be graduating, and soon I'll be free again and ready to meet the London Furs. That's why I've been disappearing, that and the bad name that's cropping up every now and again. Oh, look at what Draco has done! Yeah, whatever. Right, I thought I'd pull a prank April Fool's Day. I'd say that Rapido and I agreed that since he wants to retire from London Furs organisation, it was going to be put on to me. Something totally unexpected, something big and wow, and thought it might get a bit of attention. I mean, my life journal isn't really that popular anymore, so why bother? I just did it. Wanted to see what the response would be. Woke up in the morning at about 11 o'clock, found out there was one comment. That was from Suki Noodle, just saying,
April Fool's Day.
Thank you. Then I decided to go out for the day, just to buy a samurai sword before the April 6th ban covers the country. I came back to a deluge of reminder emails. You have a comment! This is going to be split into three ways. I'll go with my one first. We've got, please read this excerpt from a public announcement. Oh, this is an anonymous comment, by the way. I had to screen it, and I unscreened it because I am a fair person. I have made about my retirement in the London Fur Meets, which is about you. Gist of it. Lastly, this is a quote. Lastly, I must mention that there's been a certain person in the London Fur community. The entry can be found here. So, a bit of attention and viral marketing advertising coming towards me. Yippee. I must stress that this person has not contacted me, nor are they a truth behind their whatsoever. They have no hand in the London Fur organisation. It's correct. It was an April Fool's joke. And when I typed it out, I showed that it was an April Fool's joke by taking random letters in my entry. APRILFOOLSDAY. And just putting them in italics. So the keen eye would actually know that it was an April Fool's joke. Okie dokie. This person has been a constant source of unrest within the London Furs due to previous incidents, and unfortunately they've tried to trick you all into a lie. Now, Now, those who know about the rift between Rapido and I know that this isn't going to be good. They are not allowed to come to a London Fair meet again until such time as he can prove that he will no longer upset and deceive members of our community. The baton has been passed on to Spargy, my ex-boyfriend. Please do not attend a London Fair meet for now until you can satisfy the above. Spargy has agreed to this and will enforce the above. Sounds serious? Sounds like a punishment. So, upon reading this, let's go down, go through chronological order. Graffin decided to reply to that, saying, "I just want a heads up here saying that this post is an obvious but well-crafted April Fool's Day gag." Yippee! Yeah, someone enjoyed it. Look for the letters in italics. Yippee. I'll get on to that later on. See if there's anything else. No, that was where it was left. So now we go on to the London Fur's Live Journal community, where the actual post saying, "Some of you may have known, but don't want to shout from the rooftop, Spargy has now taken the baton from me." So basically, giving you the official, genuine notification. And then at the bottom, I must mention that there's been a certain person who's taken it upon themselves to lie. Evil! He is banned! Sorry to end on a sore note, but I wish you well. I'll still be attending. Benji replied to that with, "It's April the 1st. And that post by GGU Draco, if you look closely, has letters in italic which spell out April Fool." Looks like it was just a gag. Rapido replied to that, "Although he may appear to be an April Fool, this person has attempted to deceive furs on a regular basis." Haven't been attempting to deceive anyone. The problem between the furs who don't like me and I is that I'm quite truthful with what I say. I don't mince my words, and it's got to the point where if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say it, and that's where I end up stammering, umming, erring, being hidden, shy, don't speak, look antisocial. Mist replied saying, "Touchy, it's a joke. Everybody expects jokes." So, and using the BBC's Flying Penguins story as a rebuttal. "I can see where the UK furs come from now in what they say." Then Rapido decided to rebuke what he said about the ban at 4:21 PM. Actually, I think the official time was 1:20 PM. Oops. "He may be a tough whip to crack, but I'm not that bad. I hope you all got a little laugh, or at least an OMG, I can't believe he did that." So basically, Rapido rebuking what he said, saying, "I was doing an April Fool's joke to the April Fool's joke, but this was after noon. After noon. It's bad luck." A certain serious Moonshadow realised that and decided to highlight that point. "I believe the fool is on you," he says. Okay, we're scanning down Rapido's, the London Fur community post. "I am rebuking what I say," says Rapido. "People are not believing that." Lazarus going, "That was my fault too." Rapido's going, "Oh dear." Mustan saying, "Look at the date and the time, it's an April Fool, no?" Well, yeah, maybe. Vexed and Icarub generally saying, "Thank you, Rapido, for being who you are. And for being an organiser, you've done well. Kudos to you." Now, so at the moment, people are realising, they're saying, in the public forums, in my journal, and in the community journal, "It's a joke, get over it." And yes, please, this is my official statement. I'm sorry if I did deceive or trick any of you, but this is April Fool's Day. I couldn't afford a ticket to go to London to stick a fish on a London fur's back. Oh, whoa. Please, just get over it. It was a frickin' joke. This is when I decided to amend my actual first entry, saying, oh my gosh, you people don't have a sense of humour. To compound the confusion, the article has been given attention. Of course, you could have just all said, fucking prick, under your breath, and then just let it alone. Let me have the bad, you know, further bad press in the future. But no, they decided to put attention to it, and I don't know whether any of the London Furs are thinking that it was a conspiracy to overthrow or lower the respect for Rapido. It wasn't. It was an April Fool's joke. And, as was quoted, a very well-crafted one. Regardless, I do apologise those I have deceived. I typed that down. I'm thinking of going to the 10th of May Fermi, so there is some truth to what I typed originally. And then we've got, do send me an email or an instant message and I'll consider ideas, things that we can do after we all collect at the pub. I want to organise some little social just for a couple of hours or so. It'll probably be, let's all go down to Forbidden Planet, or let's all go down to Chinatown, have a meal. Something social, without the expensive food, so to speak. Anyway. So, yeah. Gist of it, wicked, good, yar. It's a joke, get over it. Now we go on to Rapido's personal journal. And we have the same thing as he typed on the London First Community one. Sparky's been given the baton, he's now responsible for London Fur Meets. GG Draco's been a naughty boy. This is where the table turns. This is where you realise how bipolar London Furs, Hans Furs, UK Furs of a general sort. Stereotypically, I must add, but how bipolar we can be. These people, Shepherd, going, what a wanker! We all wank, darling. Get over it. But Rapido decided to put his little bulk bit, because this was before he rebuked. Shep said,
he always came across to me as a button. I've not seen him for well over a year at meets.
Apparently Shep doesn't attend meets, so pot calling kettle black, and I'm not a security guard who rules by fist. Sorry, if he's going to use a stereotype, I'll use one too. Sirius saying, you made the joke at 120, believe the fool's on you. Alex Fox, someone who hasn't seen me, haven't heard me, and
just sounds like a drama llama waiting to kick up a fuss.
I used to be a drama llama. Nowadays I'm a bit older, I'm a bit wiser. I'm not getting any younger. I want to make friends. I want to be friendly. I want to be good. Oh, we've got a response. Oh yes, I've still got to talk about that. Final bit on Rapido's personal journal is an entry from Bungle Bear. Voice of the Hans Furs, the voice of Tiger Tales Radio and BritFur.fm. Great.
To be honest, it would be rather funny if you had banned his ass. Lol, even for a shit prank like that. Umg, he had been such a whiny cunt throughout the years, I expect you would get a medal. Not my words, everyone else who knows him.
Everyone else who knows me, who has commented to GG Draco, London Furs. Right. If you do think I'm a prick, you better tell me straight so I'm not misled. Anyone I have deceived, I know I've made many enemies. We've got to move on. I mean, I have to move on. It's hard for me to move on, because I always remember all the bad things that happened in my life, but let's keep going. Let's just flip on to GGU Draco, back to my original entry in the comments that were made after that. This is where the topic suddenly goes into... I'm allowed to say this, because it's actually there in public, they decided to post it themselves, so don't think that I'm trying to expose anybody. Okay. I find it amazing how people can often take things too far because of personal biases. It's true. I do, I did, he does, he did, everyone does, everyone do. Also, I find it amazing that messages like the above have to be posted anonymously. This was Rapido who posted the anonymous messages, posted them anonymous. Sounds a bit weird since he has a lifetime again. Sometimes I am quite glad that I'm out of all the bitchiness and drama that is the London Fur scene. I'll just move on. So it's starting to get into bloody UK furs whining and moaning. And then Spargy, the new head of the London Furs, decides to poke his head out to play.
As organiser of the London Furs, I will say that you may attend the meet on the 10th of May if you so wish. However, it has been noticed that you have been a disruption at previous meets and was partially a disruption for the first boat party at the last meet you attended.
Do note that I never attended that party. I had nothing to do with it. There was a rumour about me trying to sabotage it, but that's just going to stay a rumour because it didn't actually happen.
I have been a disruption at previous meets, but not really in public. More a case of whining at LiveJournal, whining at people, whining in instant messaging. I've not actually gone to a London Fur meet and go, "Oh, I fucking hate you! Oh, get you!" Not like some furs I know. Yeah.
This is a community of accepting people on the fringe of society, and we do welcome you, but know that you do tread on thin ice.
Anybody want to play some David Gilmour? David Gilmour? Pink Floyd.
Responds with, again, I'll point to my own previous response, there's a big difference between labelling yourself organiser and labelling yourself the organiser of the meet. Organiser of London Furs, as in organising 100 furries, and organiser of the meets, which is the area where 100 people collate.
I would recommend reading the rest of my post to see my stand on the whole situation.
This is where Spargy decides to score a shot in foot bonus and say, "I've not read your post, but I still go by what I say."
Sorry, that could be classed as a personal bias. I'm trying to be unbiased along this whole thing. I'm going through all three different journals. Sorry, enough rambling, back to the core.
Not being an attendee of the London Furs, because Claws is not in London at the moment, I would wonder why you feel the need to interfere in the internet... Why you feel the need to interfere in the internal affairs of the community.
Bad move!
Bad move.
For those who haven't done their little furry history London Furs backlog, Claws actually sort of puts it in brief.
As a side note, my need to interfere in the London Furs is because, contrary to your knowledge, I have been a London Fur for over 8 years.
I have been a London Fur for just over 4 years. I know enough, I've seen how the London Furs have evolved, despite not being there the last couple of years. Claws has seen it from a larger viewpoint. Bad move, Spargy. No offence, bad move.
And a rebuttal. If you're telling me that location dictates whether you can be a London Fur, then by rights, as someone who lives in Surrey, how does this make you a London Fur?
Do note that Spargy
is in Southampton at the moment, I think, which makes it Hampshire, studies at Surrey, and his actual home is in South Yorkshire. Finally, it's a very poor show to question someone's right to interfere in a community without checking whether the person is actually a member of the community in the first place. Yeah. Move on. This has just come in from Spargy. From my point of view, it looked like you were interfering and shit-stirring the drama. I wouldn't say that. Claws is actually quite level-headed. But we'll keep moving. Hence why I questioned your authority. Yes, I agree, this should not have happened, but unfortunately it has. I am new to this role and mistakes are bound to be made. True, taken. If you need, easily forgive. Points I would like to make are that Rapido, misspelling, post on me banning GGU Draco, misspelling, was not with my consent. I made no such indication I would ban him. Correct, and true, and he did actually send me a post saying, I just explained it earlier on. You are allowed. He will be welcome to attend the meet on the 10th. That's if I'm able to make it. The 10th of May sounds like something I can go to. I'll find out closer to the time. If it is felt that he is detrimental to the meets or breaches the code of conduct, I will politely ask him to leave. Quite rightly so. Yeah. This is not a special case, but applies to everyone in attendance. Well put. Organisation of the meets, misspelling, Americanized, needs to be managed by someone due to the size of the meets. We are too big and need to book a venue all of ourselves. Due to problems it would cause if we just crashed a pub randomly.
Very true. People have actually tried crashing into a pub. It was very frowned upon.
Right. Thank you for listening. That's the general gist of it. If you want to look at it yourselves, I will actually put the links to all three journal entries, my one, the London Fair General, and Rapido's entry combined together. Yet again, as it's midnight 52, I don't need to say happy April Fool's Day, but for those who got tricked, don't worry, you'll always have a chance next year, if you can remember. And, of course, if you're offended, you can always go to thinkgeek.com and buy a USB pregnancy kit. Nothing much. And I think I'll just end on a very grunty piece from Rein Auerhant. Thank you.
The world's number one selling home computer is now in a family pack. The Commodore 64. In January 1982, the Commodore 64 personal computer was introduced. The Commodore 64 could be the microcomputer industry's outstanding new product introduction since the birth of the industry.
In the end, everybody makes mistakes. It's how we learn and how we move on. Can you forgive me? Oh, crap. Ah!